This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So he spoke about the different nisyonos and the different ways Baruch is out different nisyonos. Behine, biyos in one olam kulam nimshach when they're talking. Bishtalshos bringin le'inyan. Seeing that all the Yanam, the world, they're also arranged not only in a, horizontally, like each piece, each place, and so on, but there's also an arrangement, So the flow of every mitzvah starts with the sheirish lamala, and depending on how mitukin or mitukul it is, that's how it's going to go down into this world. There's also understanding that the final mitzias of different inyanim in this world depends on the shorish in another world. Let's explain what we could understand it as. This is an important point in understanding the interaction between what we call chachma zapnim, our chachma, to our world. Let's give an example. Imagine a person walks into a room and he sees certain decor, certain furniture, something's broken, something's good, something's expensive, something's like this, like that, the other thing. That's what he sees. Now, the understanding of how and why the pieces as they are is not going to be found within the context of what he sees. I walk into a room, this is new, this is old, this is rotten, this is like this, this is strange. It comes from someplace else. It's because, I want it to be like this. This, I need it to be like this. This, like this, this, like that, and so on. So I can't understand so much all the different pieces that I have in front of me, why it's like that, unless I understand where it's coming from. So the Hanhagan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts at a very abstract level, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted certain inyanim to be in this world. These inyanim, some of them worked out, some of them didn't work out, some like this, like that. All of these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu develop, so to speak, and these inyanim come out into this world, and therefore what you have in this world is a reflection of some sort of inner mitzvah that needed to come out this way. Now, just like, let's give an example in another area. When I look at somebody's behavior, I can map out and say, this is good, this is bad, this is strange, this is erratic, this is inconsistent, and so on. But that's it. But someone who understands a person's Russia will say, well, this comes because of this, and this is a result of this, and this is an expression of that, and so on. So the things we see, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixed certain issues and something like that, comes from deeper Russia. This Indian needed a tikkun, that Indian needed a tikkun, and so on. Now, a word of caution. This is 100% true. Obviously, this is the Yisrael of Chachmas Apnim. The idea that we, or anyone that we know of, can make statements like this is absurd. So somebody comes along, this is very typical, and someone who's glimpsed at some sort of safer or more learned some sort of content, and he goes around saying, so this is because of this, and this is because of that. The 99.9% of the time, it's nonsense. And there's no business doing that, no business saying it. It's important for us to learn and understand the Shrashim and so on. But to make any kvias on it is absurd. Let's give another dogma. Everybody feels that knowing biology to some level is positive. An intelligent person understands how the body works, how it's affected by different diseases, how different things affect it, and so on. That's an intelligent person. Somebody who studied biology, especially introductory biology, and then he goes and prescribes medication to people. Well, since this is probably bacterial disease, I guess an antibiotic would be good. The person is a nutcase, or worse. You don't have how that theoretical knowledge becomes lemaisa. It's a long, 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 long process. And to just go and kind of stelt sue these things, and, you know, it's incredible. And that's, I mean, it's in the other game. I mean, you have everybody's running around understanding exactly why what happened. First of all, we don't know what happened. And secondly, we have no idea what the results are and what's happening or what will happen. And the idea that you can just draw a line, you open up with this, and medrash here, medrash there, and a result here, and a result there, and just draw it. It's extra. It's like relationship of biology to practical medicine, and much, much further. So it is true. The inyanim in this world, there's a certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a certain inyanim to take place in this world. These inyanim start out in a very abstract way, and then they come down lemais, and this is why these nisyonos I'm facing, these issues that are happening, and so on. Nimtze gimel, lefi sheresh hazeh, shatzlochos ha'olam hazeh b'tzereisav tiyena l'sheinuse b'am adam b'chelik halka nisoyen. So all of these atzlochos and tzereis in this world are there to try out a person, to develop a person. So the word nisoyin, it doesn't just mean a test in the sense of will you pass or fail. It means a development of a person. Working out the person to bring out from the person all of his kohos to fall. Okay, so that's one mahalach. A person has various circumstances in this world, and they're kosher to the etzem inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says another mahalach. Dalet v'omnam oitzi v'chesef says lahem apidaka mishvat v'agmu v'hu. Kihine goza shefer ta'olinus barach, shemitoledes mais odom atzmoi, yeha ozimus barach lokla sagshe musoi, batzion shalom. Part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avoda, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha, which includes our own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be masters of our own destiny. So just like the basic kiyumim that we do, the basic inyanim that we mekayim and so on, are inyanim that are, what's the right word for it? They bring out all of the chelkei ha'adam in this world. It also reinforces itself, meaning if I start doing what's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then helps me do more that's right. It's something which is in the system itself that the toiv should reinforce itself. It means that just like if I put on tzitzis, so I'm the one who's mekayim the mitzvah, that's a product of bechira. if I put on tzitzis, there's also satash shmaya for tefillin. There's a megalgan schus type of thing, tzar mitzvah mitzvah type of thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the person himself should have a hand in creating the circumstances that make things better or easier for him. So the Rav Zeh Yishmar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the person who's doing right, and that help is that he's able to keep doing things that are right. According to some in Yonim, for some people, the Midas Adin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu help a little bit. But after Shadim Yesh Azri Eze Yisigal Yokolov, Asoshan Chazra, for the other person, it Shur Sadin is Machayev more help. But after she a royal Eze Yisigal, became the Hepper. For you must take Misha Kefia Dinya Royish Lesum Yashamai, Achle Achsav Asarashemus. But after she spot the Yetisha Yabla Yikuvim, it's Zorach Le Chize God of Amor Rabat Chesigenu. But after she a Rosha Gomor, she Sosma Fon Kodaka Tikavi Vidach Brosim. So there's an incredible variety of different degrees of all of this. So to say that because of Averis he's having a problem, but problems range from relatively minor to who knows what. So he says the Rambam says this exact same thing in the Spirit of Mishnayos in Brachas, the end of Brachas, where he speaks on the Mishnah, on the last Mishnah in the Night Prayer. He speaks about that, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachma Ol Mishpah, and it's important to have an idea of the Mishpah, but no one has any idea of exactly how it works. He goes in Eslasis Hashem Efeitor Secha. That pasuk is going, but his point is that we can understand broad strokes. We have no idea of how the practical lemaisa. So it's the same way like this the boy who took general science, biology even, and he knows and understands different inyanim, which is wonderful, and. Post facto, he can understand what's happening. But why in this case the doctor did this, in this case the doctor did this, in this case the doctor did this, there's so many factors involved. So he understands the dynamics of each of the factors, but in the world of Maisa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Drachav Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maps out all the Drachim. We have the ability and maybe obligation to understand the general thrust of the Mishpat, but we don't have the need or ability to understand any prate avoda. And he says, "Vini nimsa shev shishka adam v'yivzal v'atzach spoil mazel seyad b'avoda ma'ir nokel efsiga sashem savukas lemasoy kuvim." A person, it's very possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crazy, that a person has a smooth road to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. It could also be that there's a gzeir on him to make it very difficult. The noise him in a resha shevedaitalasis. With a yikre, kashe yeda maniga olyan shade royal oisa resha shosimitama. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could sometimes make it very difficult to do a virus. And it could come from someplace else. Vuma she David mispalo al titan Hashem avaye resha zmome al tofe. So it's possible that someone else has a schus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preventing this person from doing Averis. V'omno, hinei yizbarach shmai oisik on yonim ha'ele v'chachmos ha'niflo, ha'kol kifim ha'sharoi l'tev ha'skal v'yosik v'zachayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, which makes life harder for us, easy for us, more conducive to do this, that, or the other thing, is aligned with the big picture of what he wants for the world. Budon es abrias po matzavim ki mashen be emes. Pirush, ki in a doime mishu be matzav a revach mishasha vadosoy, mishu matzav a doichek minita velakti of lashan schukai. Midas Adin also takes into account the person's particular nuances. How difficult was it? How tempting was it? And so on. Vihine dinam liyashav al yudin kol echni mashu be emes, in shayg be mezid, in onus in probet soyne. So one more factor is that all of these inyanim go with darkei mishpat, and therefore they take into account what the person is and you know what's the appropriate feedback for the person. So darkei so the picture is like this. The very, very, very tachlis of all of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tikkun olam, that the world come back to be what it is. Every person has a specific tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses hashgacha to prod a person, to push a person, to engage a person to do what he's supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it also, there are many, many factors that go into the anhaga of why a certain person has this anhaga and that anhaga, mitzad, all of the different variables, besides which there's the element of mishpat. This is an important connection. It means that it has to be right for me. Let's take an example. Imagine I'm running a war, a general. So some people have to go into very dangerous combat. Some people have to have very, very difficult jobs. Some people's jobs are kind of just uneventful. So when you ask me, why is this person put in this place, this person in that place? So my general scope is, it's mikoyach. The people involved. It's me. I'm sorry, not the current people, but what I need. I need 10 people on the front line. I need 5 people behind the lines. I need 20 people here. I do it that way. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's the dimension of personal mishkan as well. And this is where Hashgacha Pratis comes in. Me, myself, need to be pushed in this direction, need to be pulled in this direction, need to be given obstacles in the other direction that I should overcome, and possibly have a schus in another direction. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me get lost. All of these have shaykhus to the person's own gift. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas are all derech mishpat, meaning it applies to the person appropriately, and they have a tachlis. The hashkacha means not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on and rewards you. It means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is moving it towards a certain direction. It's true in the big picture. Kadosh Baruch Hu does it in the klal shabai, and it also is true on the prat shabai, that each and every person, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds of nishpat, and all of these anhagas are there. One more point that we discussed yesterday before, the anhagas that we have in this world, and we measure them in being positive experiences or negative experiences, some of them are to take care of problem areas, like the schar for the shoyim and the obstacles for the tzadikim, and the pain for tzadikim. Some of it is to give us feedback in what we're doing. That, in other words, you're doing good, so the tzaddik will get positive feedback. So that type of feedback is positive, it's not taking off the schar. And you also have sometimes challenges. It's not because it's bad, it's simply meant to be it's meant to be a challenge. It's meant to make your avoda more meaningful or whatever it is. There are many, many factors going into this. Which makes the guessing game of where something came from be pretty much impossible. So if somebody claims he got a benevuah, so at least it's possible, mitzad de nevuah, it's possible to get it. But the problem is what's needed to be a Navi, this man has is either a shaita or cotton, so it's not something I guess most people would want to subscribe to. Other than that, there's no way a person can say things, you know, you see what it says this firm. But you see what's in this firm is and what you see by Metzias is a long, long road. As far as speak about Russian, the Metzias is a very complex Metzias. And you know, Mechateser. Okay, we'll hold it here.